My name is Laurent Imbeau. I'm a 63-year-old Montreal actor, and I decided I had enough of the catastrophic view of the mainstream media. It was unfair that only rich people could be philanthropists. So I'm a poor philanthropist.
Hello, loyal viewers, and welcome to today's Good People, Good Works, featuring the conclusion of a two-part series on internet television station Goodness TV, which airs inspirational programs on noble individuals and groups who are uplifting our world through their sincere efforts to better the human condition. The station's founder is Laurent Imbeau, a noted Canadian actor and comedian. Mr. Imbeau starred in the Canadian television drama Water to Toe, a long-running series that addressed important social issues faced by youth. He has also appeared in films produced both in Canada and the USA. As Ms. Imbeau explains, one of Goodness TV's objectives is to connect people and organizations through its programs and thus accelerate constructive change around the globe.
The idea is to hopefully create a network of people sharing ideas, sharing know-how, knowledge, experiences, so that things can move a lot faster than they're moving now. Because it seems to me that every time people want to do something, they start from scratch. They go in villages and start from scratch, and they never share experiences about what works, what doesn't work, what has been done in one country could work in another one. But the ideas are not shared because there is no platform, there's nowhere where people can share those ideas. So Goodness TV really wants to become Goodness Network, where people can exchange all these ideas and grow faster. I just recently came back from India, where I spent 3 weeks, and I met a lot of NGOs in India. And there's a lot of good people, a lot of good work being done there. For instance, I met an organization called Pragya. And Pragya works in the upper Himalayas, 10,000 feet and higher. And my wife was recently in Bolivia, and she met a similar organization in Bolivia, which is called Mano a Mano, and they work in the upper Andes. And when Pragya saw the video that my wife shot in Bolivia, immediately they went, wait a minute, we should talk to one another, because we have the same network framework of working. We're working in the same conditions, more or less, so maybe we have developed know-how that they can use, and maybe they have developed know-how that we can use.
Mr. Imbeau, who realizes that technological advances provide a fantastic way to bring people together and give them hope, shares his plans for broadening the scope of Goodness TV.
And 10 years from now, things are going to be very different. And things are going to be very integrated, where people can talk and communicate. And we're working now to develop a web streaming, like instantaneous web streaming. My wife was in Copenhagen for the summit in December, and with the iPhone, she can suddenly capture Desmond Tutu doing a speech, and we can broadcast it. And it's fantastic. And the more it's going to go, the more people are going to be able to streamline and tell us what is happening in the world. And ultimately, what we want it really to do is to have an actual television, where you come every morning and there's an anchor person saying, hi, welcome to Goodness TV, this is Tuesday. Today we're having people in South Africa, there's this happening in South Africa, there's this thing happening in Nairobi, there's this thing happening in India. And to have young reporters on the field in these countries telling us every day what is being done today, what is good, what is happening, what's the good news today in your part of the world. Tell us. And we have a newscast every day with an anchorman saying, well, we have a good news coming from this place and that place and all over the world. Because we need hope. If the human mind doesn't have hope, he will not survive.
Why do we need stations such as Goodness TV? Viewers may be inspired by watching stories about the kindness and nobility that exists in our world and wish to create the very same spirit where they live.
We live because we have dreams. If human mind could not dream, we would not exist. We are all, you and I and everybody that's watching this, the product of someone's dream, the product of millions of dreams. I personally go back to the beginning of the human race because somebody dreamt of having a child, and that person dreamt of a better life for his child or her child, and I am the result of all this dreaming. And we need to dream that we're going to make it. We need to dream that the human mind and the human spirit will evolve into a higher consciousness, and that we're going to live in a world of peace.
When we return, Mr. Embo will discuss how Goodness TV is helping a sincere, humble Indian school teacher. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. To Good People, Good Works, as we continue our intriguing interview with Canadian actor Laurent Imbeault, founder of Goodness TV. Mr. Imbeault believes that media outlets such as his can truly benefit our world in large and small ways, and shares a recent experience in India.
And I think people need to be happy. I created something while I was in India. I had an idea because I met this wonderful guy who invited me and my son into his house. And he comes from a very small village. It's very, very poor. And through working very hard at night and trying to make money, and he got a master's degree from university. And now he's working for a big, I think, British corporation. Anyway, he's making money and he's well off. And he, on a regular basis, goes back to his village and teaches French and English to the children in his village for free. And I said, Sunil, what can I do for you? Can I help? Can I give you money? He says, I don't need money. He says, but I would need pencils, and I would need erasers, and I would need school books. And I thought, wait a minute. There are probably hundreds of thousands of people doing this that don't need money, that would need books and school supplies. So I'm going to create something called Micro Goodness. And it's going to be a special area in Goodness TV where you can go and say, oh, this guy needs 12 pencils. I can go to the pharmacy, I can go to the store and easily buy 12 pencils, put them in an envelope, put his name on it and mail it. That I can do. It's not a big thing, but for him, it's major. There's people in Africa, there's people in Asia, there's people all over the world trying to teach other kids that have absolutely nothing. They have no blackboard, they have no chalk, they have no nothing. I can certainly help those people. And ordinary people can read this and say, hey, what is 12 pencil? What is $10 of school supplies? See, I can go to the store and buy that and put that in an envelope, put a name on it and mail it. And we need to get a sense that you and I can change things. There's so much more we can do that will give me a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of having done something. Today, I did something for another human being. I help somebody today, and that makes me feel good, makes them feel good, and it helps the kids.
Although Goodness TV has been on the air for less than a year, Laurent Imbeault is encouraged by the response he receives from viewers.
I get a lot of it. I get people write to me and thank me for doing this. People will post comments on the website. We created a blog about 2 weeks ago while I was in India. I started to write a blog, and now we're going to add a forum to this.
To Mr. Imbeault, running Goodness TV is an act of love and is similar to creating a work of art.
I'm a professional actor, I'm an artist, and I approach this the way an artist would approach it. And an artist wants to create something. He doesn't want to create it to sell it. He wants to create it because he has an immense urge to create. This was done the same way. It's not a question, I'm creating this to make money. I'm creating this because I'm an artist and I think it's my need to create it.
Devoting his time, energy, and personal finances to this worthwhile and praiseworthy project, Laurent Humbeau views Goodness TV as his gift to the world.
To me, this is my legacy to the world. I'm not very good at caretaking. I could never go on in the field and like people that go to Haiti and go to Africa and help. I'm not very good at that. I know that. But this is what I can do. My little contribution is Goodness TV because I'm good at that. I'm good with producing. I'm an actor. I can talk to camera. I can do narrations. I'm good with people. So that I can do. So this is my legacy, Goodness TV. This is what I'm giving to the world.
May Providence bless you, Mr. Humbeau, and dedicated associates, for your kind-hearted efforts to improve and uplift our world. We wish Goodness TV great success in the future, and may many more people benefit from its refreshing programs. For more details on Goodness TV, please visit www.goodnesstv.org. Thank you for watching today's Good People, Good Works here on Supreme Master Television. The world around us is next, after noteworthy news. May we all forever enjoy inner peace and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.